Saturday morning to everybody. Welcome to Your Next Chapter, a production of Avery Heights Senior Living Community. Avery Heights is a 43-acre senior living community with a full continuum of care, including independent and assisted living, memory care, and a whole lot more. Now, this show will provide helpful tips and resources that will empower and encourage you each week, presenting important topics and resources, guiding you through your next chapter. Along with Siobhan Seffarelli, I am Gary Byron. Well, it's nice to see you, Siobhan. How are you?
I'm very good.
How was your week?
It was awesome. I just came back from Maine.
You are kidding. Whereabouts?
I went to Wells.
Well, is that close to like Kennebunk or
yes,
or
yeah, we did
Kittery
all of that.
Yes,
we actually did all of that. We just, you know, Portland, we did all of it. We had so much fun.
Very nice.
Yeah, the beaches are absolutely beautiful.
I heard a friend of mine, last weekend, she was in Ogunquit.
Yes, yep.
And then some at Kennebunk, and then they went to some of the outlets in
Kittery. Yes, yeah. There's a lot going on there.
And, oh my goodness, I heard all about this trip, and I was jealous because I have yet to take... Here we are, my goodness, in late July, almost
yeah,
August now, and I have
over.
Not taken a vacation yet.
Yeah, it's a good place to go. It's like 10 degrees cooler there, so it was a perfect time to be there because it's like it was hot here. Everyone's like, oh, it's so hot.
And I'm scorching.
Like, yeah, it was nice.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
I'm my own worst enemy. No, seriously, I have the time. People always ask me, I have not taken one vacation day yet.
Oh, you got it.
I know.
Yeah.
I did this. This happened to me a year ago. So finally, the end of the year comes, and they're like, Gary, I'm not able to roll it over to the next year. So if I don't use it, I lose it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I ended up just taking like every Monday off from like Thanksgiving on. Like till the new year.
You gotta have 7 days. Seven days. You gotta do it. Because it's that third day when you're actually on vacation. The first 3 days, you're just like, keyed up from whatever's going on at home. And then that third day, you're like, oh.
I never looked at it like that. But once you said it, that makes, you're 100% right.
Yes.
It's just getting acclimated into the new routine. You're getting out. Yeah, that's. All right. See the things we learned here on this show.
Encourage and empower. See, we've done it.
What's going on over at Avery Heights, Siobhan?
Well, as you know, I'm fairly new there, so I'm a couple months old. But I found out the other day is they have a brunch on Sunday.
Ooh.
I love brunch.
Who
I remember
doesn't?
Charlie's Place in West Hartford?
I do. Whatever. That's now, was that the
Hartford Healthcare.
Yes.
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 Best brunch ever. Yeah.
Really? I never had brunch there.
We have a brunch. Yeah. And coming up, not this month, but next month, we're going to start to do little giveaways with our brunch. But we're going to have carving stations and omelet stations and fresh Belgian waffles. And yeah, brunch is like.
Pardon me.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. They do it every Sunday. Every Sunday they have a brunch from, it goes from, what does it go from 10 to 2. And I'm like, what? Yeah. I'm like, these are the things you want to know when I get hired, right?
How do you get invited to this gig? My goodness.
Yeah, so stay tuned. It's going to be awesome.
All right.
I'm very excited about that.
Well, I'm glad. When I ask you what's going on, you went right for the gusto there.
I know.
It's all
about the food.
You know what? Now, these microphones are powerful. It's going to be picking up the gurgling in my stomach now. You're going to be like, oh my goodness, Gary, did you hear that thunder? Sorry, Siobhan, that's just my stomach rumbling. You gave me away.
I don't know. I don't want to tell you about the lobster I had in Maine.
When in Rome, right? I mean, of course you got to eat Maine lobsters.
Yes. Lazy man, though, because then they soak it in the butter and yeah.
Lobster down here is so expensive now.
Yeah, and it's a little tough.
Just within 1 year.
And it's tough. It's not, it's, you know, it's fresh up there. It just melts in your mouth.
I'll bet. You're not done rubbing this in, are
you? No, no.
I'm going to get this all
the brunch show. And the lobster.
You're killing me. Oh, my goodness. If you've known how long I've been here this morning, locked up in this studio. You're cracking me up. All right. So the search for senior living here. This edition of Your Next Chapter, we're going to be highlighting tips and giving guidance when you are conducting your search for a senior living community. Okay. So let's start here. Siobhan, what is your role in this process? In other words, how do you help older adults during their search?
Yeah. So I like to act as more of like a consultant.
Okay.
You know, my thing is I don't, you know, yes, I'm marketing, I'm sales, I'm renting apartments, whatever. But I like to just take a step back and listen. And sometimes I, you know, they're not moving into Avery Heights and I have resources sure. for them. So I don't like to come off like you must come here kind of thing. And then I listen and it comes off, you know, a lot better. I mean, being a consultant, it just it works better for them. It works better for me. And it actually gets them the information that they need.
Yeah, I would
imagine.
And
so I definitely take that time to be that. And even if, you know, people come back like a year later, it's awesome, or a month later, or what have you, they'll come back. And not only that, they refer other people because they don't, no one likes to be like a used car salesman. I'm not selling cars, yeah. I'm not selling widgets.
That high pressure. Yeah. So here's our sign, CX.
These are people's lives, yeah. you know, and I always tell them that, like, oh, I can't decide, do I have to decide? Because there's always a point in the tour where people get nervous and they think that, you know, you're using that language of, you know, in your apartment or you just naturally you just do. And you kind of take a step back like, no, this is a big decision. You take your time to figure out what you want to do.
It's such a personal choice, too.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
You know, I mean, you want, of course, you're talking about food, but you want the grounds. You want the accessibility to staff.
Yes.
But you've got to have that comfort zone.
Yeah. You got to feel kind of that warm fuzzy.
That's true.
You know, you want to feel connected. You want to feel like, you know, there's that whole situation where everyone's just so friendly, like Fantasy Island. That's what I always think of when
the
I have
plane.
A tour.
The tour guide.
Everybody, you know. And it's not it's like true. That. I mean, you know, they come in, they take the tour, and we are who we are.
This is kind of off the beaten path a little bit, but it's the first place my mind went to when you started talking about that comfort zone. Have you ever been invited to someone's house? Could be the holidays, could be a summer cookout or something. And you're pulling up and going, wow, this is a beautiful neighborhood. Look, this is a gorgeous house. And you go in and it's like, and it's beautiful. There's no question about it. But you feel out of place. You feel it's not warm. It's not inviting. It's not. The word, cozy, warm and fuzzy and cozy. It's beautiful. Make no mistake. There's not a person that would say it's not a beautiful home, but it's not home, like home in air quotes.
Yeah, you don't want it to feel cold or sterile.
That's
it. And you want to, you know, I have tours. Oh, my gosh. I've had tours go for like 3 hours. And sometimes I'm juggling two tours at the same time because I have one that's running a little over. But I'm not going to rush them out. I'll go have some lunch, you know, or go check out the entertainment or, you know, sometimes people just stay for a long time. And I like that, you know, because you want to experience the community, you know.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that. You're right. You can't make impulsive decisions.
No. And I don't want anyone to move in and not feel like it was a good decision. I don't want to. The last thing I want is for someone to, you know, rush into it and get all excited about it and then go, wait a minute. You know, what did I do? You know, I want them to make the decision. I've had people come back 2, 3, 4 times, bring more family members. It's important.
Typically, how long does it take to make this decision?
It depends. Sometimes people are just ready. Sometimes they're just, you know, I've had couples where one person's the caregiver, the other person is unfortunately compromised medically, maybe dementia or, you know, COPD or something like that, and they're just ready. They don't have a life. The caregiver doesn't have a life because, you know, they want to be with their loved one. When you come into this in your living community, you have the opportunity to, you know, kind of get your life back as husband or wife or your significant other. You're able to kind of go to activities, have dinner, you know, be able to have, but also have, know that your loved one is taken care of, you know, by aides and by nurses, and you can even leave for the day, you know, go out on outings and so forth. And it's nice because then when you come back together, it's like it should be. You know, you talk about your day. What did you do today? What did you do today?
Yeah.
If you're sitting in the house, just the two of you, it's like, what did I do? What did you do today? Well, we watched TV all day, or you know what I mean? And that person's not able to live. You know, they like to, maybe they can still swim and games and make friends. But what's nice is the couple can make friends together too.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Last week we reviewed this, but when is the best time you think it is to start the search?
Yeah, kind of exactly what I said, that isolation. I really want to bring that home. It's like if you're sitting at home and the first thing you do is grab the remote and flip on the TV and that TV doesn't go off till 9, 10 o'clock at night and you've been sitting there that whole time, then it's time. It's like we're here for a reason. And if we're still here, we need to go live our lives. You know what I mean? We need to be around people. We're still able to offer, you know, conversation and information and just, you know, to be alive. It's, I love, like I was saying before, the greatest thing I love is to see a new person move in, and especially a couple. And one couple's maybe at the music, and then one couple maybe comes back from the shopping outing, and they've got all the bags, and the other person, and they connect somehow in the lobby, and they're laughing and smiling because they've had their time and you've had your time, and it's just beautiful. So, you know, when you're isolating at home, that's when really is the best time, especially during COVID. So many people just kind of locked down. And again, all over the news, older adults can get it worse, and it's scary. Yeah. And so many people just kind of went into their bubble. And unfortunately, that's more detrimental to your health. We're people. We're human beings. We need contact. That's how we were built. We were built to have contact with other people.
Completely agree.
To embrace with other people, to conversation, and to love other people. We're not meant to be in isolation. That's not our thing.
There's nothing more satisfying than seeing a parent who is like you said, it's home. They get up in the morning. They watch TV from 9 o'clock in the morning until 11 o'clock when they're ready to go to bed. And, you know, maybe they've opened the windows, but they haven't gone outside. Or maybe they walked around the house just to water some of the garden, but they're not driving. But yeah. So they come right back in the house and they make themselves lunch. And then it's right back in front of the tube. Then maybe they read a little while. Then they head right back into the tube. Like you said, we're meant. Your human beings are meant to socialize. And they're not. And their child or their grandchild calls them up and they just keep them on the phone because they're lonely. You know, they have no one to talk to.
Yeah.
I knew a mailman one time who he goes, Gary, the hardest time is I'm timed on my route.
Yeah.
You know, and if I don't mind spending an extra couple minutes and shoot the breeze. But sometimes our seniors will keep me there and I'm like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise it's like a domino effect that they get home at, you know, 8 o'clock at night and they're like, where were you? You're supposed to be home hours ago. I'm talking to some people on my route. Yeah. Okay. Sure you were. But seriously. And then they're lonely. But then when you contrast that up against what you just described, where that very same person who seemed lonely in front of the TV with not much else to do, now interacting with people from their generation that they've got stories to share with each other.
Yeah.
You know?
You go to lunch. I mean, our dining room, you go from your apartment, you go to lunch.
There's
you
nothing
to
like breakfast, talking to somebody at lunch rather than talking to yourself.
Yeah. If you're knitting, there's a knitting club. If you like theater, there's a theater club. If gardening, there's gardening. There's all sorts of stuff. There's pool. There's a putting green. There's all sorts of stuff to do. And why not? Why not live a life as opposed to, you know, I want to be in my house. Well, I understand that. I kind of understand it. I kind of don't, because I think we're just different generation. Like, my house is wonderful, but my husband and I, like I said, we were in Maine and we were talking about, okay, where do we want to live? Where do we want to move? So we're not as attached to our home.
Sure.
But I understand people that if you've been in a house for 50 years, your kids were raised there and all that stuff, of course you want to be there. But if it's detrimental to your health, you know, you ask the question, when is the best time? If it's detrimental to your health, to your full well-being, you know, spiritually, mentally, physically, all that stuff, if it's detrimental to that, then it's time to do something different.
And Siobhan, how often do you come across a scenario where kids, I shouldn't say kids, because they're grown adults and probably have families of their own.
Yeah, adult children.
Adult children, thank you.
Yes.
That for whatever reason, more likely work, but they've had to move away.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean, oh, I'm leaving mom or I'm leaving dad back. Sometimes they don't want to move away, but this is where my job is taking me.
Yeah.
Why don't you come? I can't leave this home. It's all I know. Okay. And you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. I've got to go. My job, I'm not saying it's across the country, but it's certainly not within driving distance, you know. Yeah. And then you're constantly worried. Is mom, is dad okay?
Yeah.
What, God forbid, if something happened at 2 o'clock in the morning, or they fell down the stair, you know, and how would I know? I like to be driving distance, but I can't. This is peace. Yeah. This is knowing that mom, dad, they're safe here.
Yeah. When we have 24-hour receptionists, I was saying that earlier before we went on the air, it's like, which is great. I mean, like, so 24 hours a day, if your loved one is there, you can pick up the phone and go, hey, my dad's not picking up the phone or what have you. How comforting is that? And, you know, it is scary to think of what's going on with my loved one, especially if they have dementia or Alzheimer's or some type of, you know, medical condition where you can't be close by. you know.
Let's review the suggested search steps, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So know what you need. So don't just go out there and just go, okay, you know, they need to be, you know, in assisted living, or they need to be here or there. Know what you need.
Okay.
You know, where location, what you need in terms of medical, what you need. You know, sometimes people like certain kind of food. You know, whatever these things are, make a list of that so that you're not just going to all sorts of places wasting your time. I've had people go to like come to me and they go, oh, we went to 10, 12 places, you know, and then they decide on our place. And it's like, well, if you kind of made that list, you knew what you needed, mm-hmm. you would have narrowed that down and not waste so much time.
Okay.
So know what you need. Establish a budget. Look at those finances before. It's like any buying a car or anything. Look at those finances before you leave, before you head out and do your tours. So you know. So you're not sitting there and someone puts a rate card in front of you. You're like, oh, I'm not sure if we can afford that. Well, you just wasted an hour touring something that might not make any sense. So know your finances. And if you're the adult child, talk to your family member, talk to your parent and say, hey, you know, can we take a look at your accounts and your investment accounts and how much is the house worth? All that stuff. Do all that homework ahead of time. So when you're out looking, you're looking seriously and you're not wasting time. That's super, super important. And when I'm making these suggestions, it's one of the things you have to think of is like, this is not something we do all the time. You know, it's not like we grow mm-hmm. up and we go to the mall, we buy a dress or pants or whatever. These are things we do all the time. Senior living is not something we do. And it's not something people talk about. You know, when do you talk about senior living? When you're adult child or when you're older? Otherwise, you're not thinking about, oh, how do you shop for an assisted living? It's just not something that happens. So don't feel threat if you don't know the steps. Again, determine that location and area. You know, where do you want to be? I want to be in Hartford. I want to be close to West Hartford. You know, wherever you want to be, determine that so that, again, you're narrowing that search. List what you want and you must have. So you have what you need. So medically, maybe something that you need your wants and your what you must have. You know, I must have a terrace. I must have, you know, a 2-bedroom. I must have, you know.
Do you have that?
We do. We have 2-bedrooms. So we have that. Yeah. I must have a full kitchen. You know, I must not have a full kitchen. Maybe someone has dementia. I don't, you know, if they do have a full kitchen, can they turn off the stove? So determine what you must, you want and what you must have. Visit the community's websites. Don't just go to the community and do the tour. Look at the website. Look at the pictures. Look at what's going on there so you can get some pre-information. Read the online reviews. Like with anything, if you're picking out a restaurant, you're going to read the reviews. But read them carefully because sometimes people get angry and they'll put something out there.
Sure.
You know, look at the response. See who that – if it says anonymous and it's someone angry, okay, clearly they're not owning their stuff.
You know,
be careful with the reviews.
It's so – these online reviews sometimes. Yeah. I mean, I there's a restaurant that I go to all the time. I love it. It. It's value. It's a great meal. And for the amount of money that you spend, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, I don't know, went there. I didn't like it. Wrote him a bad review. I'm like, that's not even justified. Why would you write a bad review on them?
Yeah.
I've never had a bad meal there. And it's the value is out of this world. Yeah. I don't know. I don't do it. Like, what? Well,
it's preference, too,
oh,
especially
man.
Food. I can see, like, reviews about, oh, the place was dirty. You know, like when I was going to Maine, we were looking at hotel reviews. So that's important for me to know. But if you don't like the color green on the walls, that's not really
– no,
that's
exactly.
a preference, you know.
And sometimes people are way – or I've been to hotels where it's like out of 5 stars, there's only 3. And I'm like – well, it's the only choice that we have, babe.
But they're nice.
And I go, I'm like, where's the 3? I don't understand it.
Sometimes they're better than some of the ones that get 5.
Right?
Yeah. 5-star hotels, yeah.
I think online ratings are, it's maybe competitors write them. I don't know, but I don't put a lot of credence in some of these online reviews.
Some of the negative ones, just be careful because, again, like you said, it could be someone who's just angry.
Exactly.
Go and visit again. So don't just go tour once. And then put that application in. Go come back again. Bring other people with you.
Oh, good.
Bring other people with you and ask lots of questions. There's no stupid questions. There's no, am I asking too many questions? No. Ask a ton of questions. I mentioned last time AARP is a great place to get a nice question list, a really good question list, and ask the questions. And do a spreadsheet of your pros and cons. So, you know, I'm a big Excel person, but if you want to just do it on a notebook or if there's some type of app or program out there where you can do pros and cons, that's important. And list them all out on the paper and then make your decision.
Folks, you are listening to Your Next Chapter, a production of Avery Heights Senior Living Community. along with Siobhan Ceffarelli. I am Gary Byron. What are some helpful tips, like, that maybe you shouldn't be doing?
Yeah, so don't get swayed by the shiny chandeliers. There's a lot of new communities out there. They got the big, you know, movie studio. They've got this. They've got that. It's absolutely gorgeous. But you got to look at the experience. You have to look at if they're – especially if it's brand new. And there's nothing wrong with a brand new community. But you have to look at the experience. The team hasn't been together that long. So you have to really pay attention to that. Don't get swayed by, oh, my gosh, it's just – because – It's about the care. It's about the food. It's about the activities. It's about so much more than that. Mm. Yes, a beautiful, shiny community. If you're into the glitz and glamour, absolutely. But go deeper than that. Don't just be like, oh, my gosh, you know, because that can get you into trouble.
It's like the person who's selling the car and they washed it, waxed it, took care of the wheels. But I'm like, buddy, it's still a piece of junk under the hood. It looks pristine, right? And I'm like, this car looks immaculate, but looks are only, you know, you're looking at the car and it's like, you know, people don't really know until you drive it, right? That's a, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I'm glad you bring that up, though.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Don't think about only your financials. I mentioned this before. So don't think about, you know, this is affordable or this is cheaper. Don't just think about that. If you want the community, go back and make that phone call. Say, hey, I really like your community. How can we make this work? Because sure enough, people can do different things to help you out, whether it's something, you know, on the rate or whether it's a program that's out there. Don't just think about your financials because that can get you in trouble too. If you go for like the most cheapest affordable thing, but again, you go back to your needs and wants and all that, and you're crossing things off, that's a problem. So don't just think with your financials in mind. Don't make that impulsive decision because we can. Oh my gosh, oh, she's so nice. We're all nice.
If you're working in this industry, you hope, you know.
It's like that Lego movie with the police officer. He's got the two sides of his face. He's got the smiley face.
Oh, right.
The other side, he's like, ah. So just remember, there's another side to that face. So don't make an impulsive decision. Go home, think about it, and go from there. We just talked about this person you're meeting with is a salesperson, so always remember that. Don't go on your tours alone. Bring a friend. Bring a family member. On that, too, don't take mom or dad, if you're the adult child or your loved one, don't take them on the first tour, especially if they're medically challenged or have conditions. Don't take them on the first tour because you're sitting there having conversations about their medical health over them. Oh, she does this or she has this problem. And it's the most degrading thing for that older adult, regardless if they have dementia and they don't understand. They understand something. And so it's always good to go on the tour by yourself, ask all your questions. And then that second tour is that VIP tour for your loved one.
Gotcha.
And they're going to get wined and dined. And that's the best way to do it.
So if you're a caregiver or a loved one, what can you do then to ease the transition for the person that's moving into the senior living community?
Yeah. That first one I just said, make sure that you don't take them on the first tour. Have respect. You know, there's a human being there. There's someone that made their own decisions, had their own thoughts. And so include them as part of it. Even if they have anything that mentally, they're challenged or what have you, still include them as part of the process because however you can. That's how you can ease it. And then, you know, use
easing their stress.
Use movers, use organizers, and different folks like that to get them involved.
About this? As an adult child, how can you approach your parents or loved one with the idea of moving to a senior living community? Mm-hmm. I would imagine you got to broach that delicately.
You do.
And maybe incrementally as well.
Yes. Take your time. First of all, let them listen to them. I don't want to leave my home. I don't want to be around strangers. Listen, and don't listen don't just disregard what they're saying. Pay attention. Don't push, but be firm. So you don't want to be wishy-washy either. You know, if it has to happen, it's got to happen, but don't be too pushy. Say, hey, let's go have lunch. Hey, they offered us some lunch or coffee over there or whatever. And work with your advisor, the person who's doing the tour, like I said, the consultant, work with them to help you to create this VIP experience.
And listen, I know some strangers are strange. but there's some strangers are just a friend you haven't met yet. I mean,
yeah,
everybody's...
Exactly.
I never met you a few weeks back, you know, and look at us now, you know. So just because you haven't met the person, don't write that individual off. In fact, you're a stranger to them, and
exactly,
you're a good person.
Exactly.
So, and you know that. One final question before we wrap
sure
things up here this morning. What do you think is the future of senior living communities?
Yeah, well, I definitely think it's going to be more based on like having education, like a life. Like I love these ones that they're starting to have where they're part of a college. You know what I mean?
Really?
So they're part of the university. So you can take classes and courses and yeah, and kind of be in school almost like in that senior living community is like your dorm. I think that I think is an amazing thing. We're actually trying to forge in a partnership with Trinity College because we're right down the road from them.
Right.
And so we're trying to get that going. So I think and I think that, you know, especially like in states like Connecticut, we definitely have to get more programs. You know, it's the people who are in the middle. You know, it's not if you have a lot of money or if you have no money, there are programs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or a lot of money, obviously you can afford it, private pay, no money, there are programs. But the people in the middle, that's where there's a struggle. It's like you only have limited funds. Sometimes you have Social Security, you do have some money saved, but it's not enough to afford, you know, senior living. And so I think that that's something. And I know there are several representatives and people in the government that are trying in Connecticut that are trying to come up with these programs. But we really have to have something for that middle person who their finances are just so,
Boy, when you had my attention when you said like, they can take a course or a class. Or,
yeah,
you know, I mean,
yeah,
it's art classes and,
yeah,
and sculpting or
exactly or history,
gardening
or,
history.
Yeah, yeah.
I like what I'm hearing.
I know. I think that's definitely going to be the future. We're definitely going to have to get more robust with our activities because as people get older, we get older.
True.
We're not as
active.
Yeah, we're more active. We're active adults. Exactly.
Folks, you've been listening to the latest of Your Next Chapter, Senior Living with Avery Heights. Of course, for more information on today's topic, where it begins, the search for senior living, please call 866-537-1444. Let me repeat that. I'm going to repeat it. I'm going to slow it down because I want you to write this number down. It's very important. You ready? Got a pen? Got a paper? I can only stall so long. All right, here we go. 866-537-1444. It's that easy. The first three callers are going to get a special lunch and tour at Avery Heights. Wow. First three callers, 866-537-1444. What a deal. Huh? That's great.
Yep.
For I may call. For Siobhan Cefarelli, I'm Gary Byron. Thank you so much for listening. Until next weekend, have a good one, everybody. So long.